Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 8th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about when and how often you should study. We have all done it, waited too long to start studying for an exam, and now we think, if we can just stay up and cram the next few days, we will still get good scores on those exams. Well, according to the science, there is a much better strategy that involves spacing out your study sessions rather than just cramming the few days before. According to Williams College psychologist Nate Cornell, PhD, research has shown that spacing out your study sessions rather than trying to cram in one large chunk will vastly improve your long-term memory and help you retrieve the information on exams. For example, if you have 12 hours to spend on a subject, it is much better that you spread that out to 2 hours each day for 6 days rather than one large cram session. And the more time you have in between the study sessions, within reason of course, the better your recall will be. Even if you do manage to perform well on an exam you crammed for, you are ultimately not transferring the information to long-term memory. Basically, this means you are shortchanging yourself on the learning experience you will need for those upper-level classes. Remember, most topics in STEM fields are cumulative. Another somewhat surprising technique involves interweaving your topics rather than just studying a topic in one big chunk. In one study, published in Psychological Science in 2008, Dr. Robert Bjork at the University of California asked students to try 2 different learning styles to absorb and learn the painting styles of 12 different artists. Some were asked to study the paintings in order, while others were asked to mix them up. Interestingly, those who studied the artists in the mixed-up order, also called interleaving, performed better at recalling the artist names than those who studied them in order. Finally, as you study, try to quiz yourself. Nobody likes quizzes or exams, but research has shown they are essential to learning. University of Louisville psychologist Keith Lyle, PhD, used a captive audience, the students in his undergraduate statistics classes, to prove this point. For half of the semester, he used frequent and low-stakes daily quizzes, worth only a few points, at the end of each lecture. For the second half of the semester, he did not. It turns out that his students performed best on exams when they had the daily quizzes than when they didn't. For large classes, this is often too hard to do and too hard to grade, and many classes don't do this. However, what you can take away from this is that if you quiz yourself daily, you can help yourself learn that much better than if you don't. Quiz your friends as well, and have them quiz you. The research shows it helps, and hey, you are still studying then, aren't you? For more information, go to the American Psychological Association article written by Leah Weinerman titled Study Smart, Make the Most of Your Study Time with these drawn from the research tips. I hope you find this helpful, and as always, I wish you happy studying.